It's 9/11 now. Could be the first day of school for your kids today. For some of us, back to school means back to stress, though. How could a little planning make September stress-free? Joining us with some back to school tips is Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Jen. Good morning, John.
Okay, so, you know, for a lot of us, it's the happiest time of the year, but it's also a little on the stressful side because, you know, it just means that everybody's going to get back to those back to school, the after school activities and everything that goes on at night. It just makes everything a mess.
It does make everything a mess. And that's why a plan, even though school may have already started for you, it's not too late because it's still at the beginning. And there's enough chaos, there's enough to manage.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I'd say, you know, everybody knows this. You really need a plan, one big calendar, wherever you put it in your house. And it gives everybody in the family a quick snapshot of what everybody else is doing. And something else I really do suggest, put shelves by the exit door, wherever that is. And you may want to section it off, like Joan's section, John, Kathleen, whatever it is, backpacks, homework, technology, packed lunches, everything goes in your section because those of us that have driven carpool and do all the other stuff, it's always, I forgot my this, I forgot my that. Then everybody's is on a section.
The John section is going to be just a jumble of stuff. It's going to be impossible to find anything in there, but I'll give it a shot. What about getting everybody ready in the morning instead of, you know, the kids, loafing around and doing their thing at the pool or whatever? Everybody's, you know, up at the same time trying to get out the door.
Well, I think this is something you can really teach your children to. And again, as Joan's heard me probably say before, I'm a big believer in weekly family meetings when you have that critical family meal. So make sure that this is a great time, John, for them to talk about time management. Kids go from technology to exercising to playing games, but it's a really great time at the beginning of the year to tell them to keep track of their schedules. Then teach them, how much time are you spending on TV or games or homework or getting dressed in the morning? Kids flow. That's the way their brains work. But let's give them the gift of a lifetime and let them learn, oh, it takes me 10 minutes to take a shower. It takes me 5 minutes to eat breakfast. Whatever it is. And then you're teaching your children the value of time also.
What about motivation, Kathleen? I mean, they've been lazy all summer long, and so now getting them to just think about, hey, I have to get this. I mean, short of making a schedule for their every minute, what they've got to get done, what's a good way to get them motivated?
A good way to get them motivated, again, is everybody's going in different directions right now. They're signing up from everything from band to debate team to everything. So, their little brains, everything's new, everything's chaos. So try to get it together at a family meeting. Here we go again, once a week. And you need to ask, go around to everybody and say, what's stressing you this week? And then everybody goes, it's a new teacher. I don't think I'm going to make the basketball team. Then what's the biggest accomplishment of this week? And they'll go around and go, oh, my gosh, guess what I did? I made the team. And then the third question to always ask every week is, what do you need help with? You may think this is an inspirational or motivational. It makes your child feel like you are a team and that they can be vulnerable and say, I need help. That's where kids get in trouble, and parents and families, is when you have a super achiever in a family, which we all have, and then you've got the compliant child, and then one takes up more room or more space or energy in a family, and the other one feels isolated. So this family meeting where you ask these three questions every week really does inspire everyone and make them feel that they're included.
Great advice. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute.